T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FedEx Forum will be buzzing this next 48 hours with 3 games. Tonight, the Heat. Tomorrow, you got Memphis, Tennessee. And then you got the Rockets in town. Chris Paul wants to be at the Memphis, Tennessee game. So that's kind of fun. How do you see, look at this 2-game set for the Grizzlies?
You know, I think they're both competitive games. The Grizzlies are better in the standings than both of these teams. But the Rockets in particular have James Harden, who just scored 50 points
right
last night. and Chris Paul, who is struggling a little bit of late, but pretty, you know, one of the all-time great point guards. And given how banged up the Grizzlies are, I wouldn't take either for granted. I guess I would, you know, make the Grizzlies sort of a slight favorite in both. And so I think you would like to win both. You would feel pretty bad about losing both. I think a split would be like nothing to slit your wrists about.
Right. Would you take us, if I gave you a split right now, would you take it?
If you will give me Houston as the win of the split, I'll take it. Otherwise, I'll take my chances.
Because you just don't, because you want the satisfaction of the win over Houston?
Well, I think the win over Houston counts for a little bit more because you beat Miami, you gain half a game on Houston. You beat Houston, you gain
right
a game on Houston.
I see what you're saying. Okay. I got you. You have a mailbag up. Chris Harrington has a mailbag up. And among the various topics are Grizz killers. Who did you determine? The question was, is McCollum the greatest Grizzly killer? Who are the famous over time? Who are the Grizzlies killers?
I mean, I didn't have time to research and answer that actual question. I did do a little research to confirm that McCollum, like, it's not just our imagination. Over the last 8 games he's played against the Grizzlies, which encompasses 3 seasons now, he's averaging over 30 points a game and, like, 55% shooting or whatever. Whereas Damian Lillard, every season of his career since his rookie season, has shot under his season averages against the Grizzlies. So it's not our imagination that McCollum kills the Grizzlies and Lillard doesn't. That is a fact. Beyond that, there are guys we remember specifically because of the playoffs. We remember, you know, Tony Parker as a Grizzlies killer, Kawhi Leonard, you know, Nick Young. Regular season, like, Kevin Martin had some big games against the Grizzlies, and there was one night where Tony Allen turned the water off. Back in the day, like, Eric Dampier, just because Pau Gasol could not handle him, was one of those players who, like, was not a meaningful NBA player, but it seemed like he would go nuts against the Grizzlies every time he played.
Right.
There's probably others over the years that I'm not thinking of. I didn't have time to really historically research that question. I turned it into a C.J. McCollum question.
It's hard to know, honestly. Like, I don't know. Kobe used to have big games against the Grizzlies, didn't he? Is he a Grizz killer or is he an everybody killer? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, what is that? Do you count that?
Yeah. To me, it means guys who perform above their norm against you in particular. And that's sort of to the C.J. McCollum point. C.J. McCollum is a good player. He's not a 30-point-a-game, 55% shooting guy, and he's done that over the last 8 games against the Grizzlies. That's a guy who is particularly good against you.
Right. One of the questions that was asked, and I don't want to give them all away, so I'll stop here shortly, but one of the questions was asked was, do you expect to see Chandler Parsons in a Grizzlies uniform on the floor ever again?
When I've asked people for around the team, they imply yes. And then you see that he has not packed it in. Like, if you go to practice, he's in uniform after practice, getting up shots. He's actually in uniform during the games for some reason. It's not a case where he is, like, packed it in and he's, like, just waiting. He's just hanging out, collecting checks, waiting for the season to be over. He is trying to get back. And so I suspect he will appear in a game at some point this season. I do not expect him to again have a meaningful role on the team the way he seemed to have when the season started. That's what I don't know.
Ever,
I don't
ever again.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. These 2 games are partly important because every game's important, and it's as Jason Wexler called it, a sardine can of a conference. And so every game matters, and one of these is against a Western conference team and all of that. The other thing is, though, they've got a road trip coming up right after. And
right.
And it is Golden State at Portland, at the Kings, who keep playing well, and at the Lakers, who just smashed you. I actually think, and maybe it, I mean, every game means what every game means, but for some, I don't know if it's psychologically or whatever, a sweep seems even more important this weekend, given that that is coming up, because...
Yeah, you would like to have as much cushion as possible before going out on that road trip. And one of the mailbag questions I got was sort of expectations on the road trip, and I looked at that historically, too. The last two seasons, have actually, including last year when the Grizzlies were terrible, they were actually pretty decent on the long West Coast trips. But you look at over a longer period, like over the past 10 years, their winning percentage on four- or five-game West Coast trips is significantly lower than just their general road winning percentage, right? So if you assume you're 500 at best or worse than that on the road, and the Grizzlies are 7-7 so far this season on the road, you assume you're going to do worse than that on the long West Coast trips, because that has historically been the case. And so, like, what is your expectation then? And then you consider all four opponents have winning records and are playing playoff-level basketball. I think if you had to, you know, predict a road trip, you'd predict a 1-3. It's hard to objectively, you know, assume better than that. And you could easily lose all four on the road.
Easily lose all four on the road. You won't be favored to win any. Well, you will not be the favorites in any of those games.
Right.
And so that's kind of dicey. Do you expect, again, it's at Golden State, at Portland, at the Kings, and at the Lakers. Man, do you expect Mike and Mark? Do you expect Mark in particular to play both of these games back to back?
I didn't have a chance to get down there yesterday, so I haven't talked to anybody since the end of Wednesday night's game, where he was limping pretty bad. You know, his implication when I talked to him was it would be a day-by-day kind of situation. Jimmy Bickerstaff's indication was he would just play. And so, given that it's Marcus Hall, I mean, it seems likely he would play both games, but I would not be surprised if he doesn't. I would not be surprised at all.
But then you need to win the Houston game, and they're not going to sit him out tonight. He's got two nights rest, right? So
yeah, I mean, you can say you need, but right. it's one game at 82, and like you're right in the middle of the playoff race. Like, it's not, the world doesn't collapse if you lose these games. I don't know. Yeah, and you got to take a long view, which is what I've been talking about the whole time. Like, what is best for you over the next 50 games, not what is best for you over the next two games. And I don't say that I know what the answer to that is. But to me, it's a very much an open question.
It's an interesting thing. You wonder if, like right now, they could know what they're doing. They could know we're going to play him tonight and we're going to sit him tomorrow. We're going to not sit him tonight and play him tomorrow. Or I think probably what the situation is they plan on playing him tonight and then see how it goes, right? And if he's whatever, if it's a double overtime game and he plays, he gets banged up or something, then he won't play. But if it's a game where they blow him out and he's got to only play 28 minutes, and then he will play. I think when they say day by day, I think probably that's probably how they are approaching this. They're assuming I would guess that they're assuming he's going to play both games, but everything, of course, is subject to change.
Well, the thing is, he hasn't even been on the injured list lately, right?
right.
And so it's not, I mean, we're questioning whether a guy's going to play, but he's not listed as questionable or listed as whatever.
Right.
Unless that's changed from what I've seen. Going into the last game, for all the questions about Gasol's ankle, Conley was on the injury list. Gasol was not even on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.